Luther says, from the fact that prayer is so urgently commanded, you ought to conclude that we should by no means despise our prayers, but rather praise them highly.
Pastor Jonathan Fisk speaking at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
This is an act of obedience, he says. On this I rely and depend and revere it highly because of the commandment. But he also says, God has made and affirmed a promise with the Lord's Prayer that what we pray is certain and a sure thing. All that stuff that you don't want, that the Spirit compels you to pray for when you pray the Lord's Prayer, is a sure thing to be answered true, concluding on the last day, of course, but already present through faith alone in Christ.
You can listen to Pastor Fisk's presentation, Making the Case for the Lord's Prayer, in an audio DVD from the 2016 Making the Case Conference for a donation of $300. We'll send you this audio DVD. For more information, look for the DVD logo at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385.
Tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. It is the supreme virtue among all other virtues. And if you think about it, it makes sense. If you don't believe that there's truth, then you have to be able to tolerate anybody and everybody who believes something differently than you.
Why doesn't the devil tempt people to swear by using the word Allah? Why would he waste his time on an idol? Allah doesn't exist, but Jesus Christ does.
No one goes to hell because we were bad at evangelism. No one goes to hell because we didn't tell them about Jesus. All of the elect will be in heaven. And no one goes to heaven either because of our efforts.
This is John in Michigan, and as a Lutheran high school teacher, I love listening to and using Issues Etc. in my classroom.
You can read all kinds of predictions about what this presidential race holds for the future. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose? Who's going to stick with it? Who's going to be indicted? Who is going to change their policy? Every day, there is an almost limitless flow of predictions, some of them cautious, some of them based upon the past, some of them based upon good political sense. And then there are predictions that claim to be more than mere prognostications or educated guesses. They claim to be prophecies, words from God. And there's been no shortage of those either, especially regarding the, what shall we call him, the least predictable politician in recent memory, perhaps the most unpredictable politician in U.S. history, Donald Trump. Welcome back to Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, August the 26th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Pastor Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith joins us for our weekly feature, This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're going to talk about contradictory prophecies regarding Donald Trump a little bit later. We'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's the game we like to play with you, our listeners, live on the program. We play four sound bites, then you call 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And your votes decide which of the four sound bites will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. Pastor Chris Roseborough is a regular guest. He joins us as often as we can have him for This Week in Pop American Christianity, today to talk about conflicting prophecies regarding Donald Trump. He's pastor of Kongsvinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
Why would anyone even attempt this? Why would a preacher risk his reputation and his good name and go out on a limb and make a prediction about someone who is arguably the most unpredictable politician in U.S. history?
Well, it's not about Trump per se. It's about the theology behind the modern-day charismatic and Pentecostal movements. They have a verse that they like to go to, Amos 3:7, which they quote out of context. If you go back and just read Amos chapter 3, you'll see the context in which it appears, and you realize it's not talking about today. But the quote, the verse out of context is, "The Lord does not do anything without first revealing it to his servants, the prophets." See, there it is. And so in order to get their prophetic credentials in order and to demonstrate that they are truly operating under a prophetic anointing, people who claim to be prophets in the charismatic and the New Apostolic Reformation movements, you know, they are prone to giving prophecies. And with the upcoming presidential election, they are claiming that the Lord doesn't do anything without first revealing it to his servants, the prophets, so they are claiming to be receiving these revelations from God as a sign to the church and to the world that God is still speaking.
Okay, so this really has very little to do with the presidential race. This is just the way business is done in charismatic circles.
Yep, this is the way it's done. Of course, with the presidential election and, you know, the leader of the free world being chosen in just a few weeks, I mean, you know, in the charismatic movement, you know, God cares about these things a lot, and they've got good guys and bad guys, and so God has to be speaking and letting us know what it is that he's doing. So let's just say that there's been a lot of prophecies, you know, flying around the internet from reputable and non-reputable, and I have to say that, reputable in the sense that there's a lot of people who follow them, and then there's some up-and-comers, you know, but none of these are reputable prophecies at all. They're all just nonsense, but you kind of get the idea.
One more question before we start to hear some examples. We're going to be hearing contradictory predictions, and if God is the one who's revealing these things, how do the Pentecostal Charismatic, how does Pop American Christianity sort that one out?
Well, they avoid the Old Testament Deuteronomy chapter 18 and Deuteronomy chapter 13 like the plague, and they've conveniently come up with this idea, you know, the kind of a lower grade prophecy. And so what they say is that in the New Testament era, we don't have the same quality of prophecy that we saw demonstrated in the time of the Old Testament. There's a human factor to it, and so when a prophet doesn't get it right, they never say, well, I guess that makes me a false prophet. They'll just say, well, that's to be expected. I mean, there is a human element to prophesying, at least that's what they say. So they always conveniently leave themselves a way out.
Who are we going to hear as at least the leadoff example of some of these contradictory prophecies regarding Donald Trump?
First person we're going to be listening to is a gentleman who is a rock star, and I mean that. In the New Apostolic Reformation, his name is Lance Wallnau, and he is one of the major teachers in the NAR and one of the big proponents of what's called the Seven Mountains Mandate. And he claimed that he received a direct revelation from God regarding Donald Trump tied to Isaiah chapter 45.
The Lord tells me, bring your Bible to the board meeting, to the boardroom. And I hadn't said anything yet. I've just been real quiet, you know. Daryl goes, tell Mr. Trump what you said. So I get my Bible out. So the Lord told me, bring your Bible. And I opened my Bible to chapter 45. And I said to Mr. Trump right there in that room, I said, you know, the Lord told me, someone sent me a notice that the 45th president of the United States was the next president we were electing. And they sent me a PowerPoint with a picture of Donald Trump saying, Donald Trump, 45th president. I told Donald this. I said, I asked the Lord, I said, what am I supposed to do with this? Because I really want to know what you want me to do with this man. I'm praying for him. What is your desire? The Lord said, turn to Isaiah 45. So I go to Isaiah. I told Trump the story today. So I go to Isaiah 45, and I didn't know if it was going to be a rebuke or a blessing. I didn't know what the chapter was. And here's what I read to Mr. Trump. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held to subdue nations. I will go before you and make crooked places straight. Donald Trump's got this like Elijah mantle on him. He's got the Cyrus anointing. The man can't change. He just calls it like he sees it. And he sees it and says it not like a politician would. He says it intuitively and from a gut level as to how he sees things. And therefore he's honest about what his perception is. And he has a Cyrus anointing. So I told him, I said, you know, George Washington had like around four or five bullet holes in his coat that they found later after battles. I mean, the bullets went through him and hit horses, but they never seemed to touch him. You know why? Because it was like God's protection was on him. I've got to tell you something, Mr. Trump. You've said things and done things that should put, you know, are the equivalent of a bullet in your coat. But they passed through you because of the anointing. God is really watching over you. And I believe God's put his hand on you as a Cyrus to be a governor, and that the Bible talks about this critical 45th chapter is the 45th president. It is the decisive moment in American history for leadership.
Okay. aside from the rather flagrant name dropping at the beginning of that cut, you know, you did notice, by the way, Chris, that he met with Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, I noticed that. He mentioned a few times.
Okay.
I think he met with Trump.
What's this mechanism of 45th president, 45th chapter, Cyrus anointing? Can you sort that out for us?
Yeah, what happens is in the charismatic movement, and this is a phenomenon you see it, you know, used in many different ways similar to this. Someone will say, "Oh, the Lord laid a particular scripture on my heart." And so in this particular case, it's Isaiah 45. And the context it was given was in his meeting with Donald Trump. And so he reads it out as if somehow Isaiah 45, then, because he claims to have this direct revelation from God, has as its referent Donald Trump or something in our current context. This is a total twisting of God's word. And it's to ignore everything that's actually written there and to somehow wrestle the text away from what it is that God the Holy Spirit originally intended to be about and make it about something in the present, because, of course, they claim that they're receiving these direct revelations from God. And so years ago, there were Cindy Jacobs of the New Apostolic Reformation, you know, she claimed that there's a highway in Texas, Highway 41, I think, and she claimed that God told her that it was the highway of holiness, and that from Isaiah chapter 41, something like this, and so it just doesn't make any sense at all. But she actually made it on the news in Texas, you know, with this revelation that this highway was connected to the prophet Isaiah. And, you know, there's no way to redeem this. It's just utter nonsense. And unfortunately, so many evangelicals, especially in the charismatic movement, they have no clue what God's word says. And when they're taught to use God's word in this way, they're basically being directed away from actually paying attention to what the text says, to what somebody who's claiming to be a prophet is making it about, without any hermeneutical, exegetical warrant for any of this stuff.
Pastor Chris Rosebro's our guest on this Friday afternoon, August the 26th. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're talking about contradictory prophecies regarding Donald Trump. He's pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. When we come back, some more examples of the contradictory prophecies coming from modern-day prophets regarding Trump. How has pop American Christianity replaced the Holy Trinity with the unholy trinity of me, myself, and I? Find out with the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for August, Has American Christianity Failed? It's written by regular guest Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Has American Christianity Failed? Is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or find out more at issuesetc.org. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month, Has American Christianity Failed?
Do you have a student finishing up 8th grade at a Lutheran school? Do you wish there were a Lutheran high school close to where you live so your student could continue going to a Lutheran school? What if there was an opportunity for high school students in public or Lutheran school to take classes like Latin, logic, and hard-hitting theology courses? Well, there is. It's called Wittenberg Academy, the first completely online classical Lutheran high school. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
Spiritual and religious. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. Our Savior Lutheran, Pacifica, California. Messiah Lutheran, Danville, California. Faith Lutheran, Capistrano Beach, California. Grace Lutheran, San Mateo, California. Our Savior Lutheran, Grand Rapids, Michigan. St. Paul Lutheran, Hamel, Illinois. St. Paul Lutheran, Brookfield, Illinois. Grace Lutheran, Racine, Wisconsin. St. John's Lutheran, Mayville, Wisconsin. Prince of Peace Lutheran, Crestwood, Missouri.
Faith Lutheran, Plano, Texas, St. Paul Lutheran, Austin, Texas, University Hills Lutheran, Denver, Colorado, St. John Lutheran, Topeka, Kansas, Peace Lutheran, Alma, Michigan, Zion Lutheran, Imperial, Nebraska, and Trinity Lutheran, St. Charles, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
It's going to take literally like 2 days as a freshman, and they will be inundated with the idea of tolerance. Tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. It is the supreme virtue among all other virtues.
I have never seen a movie where people are swearing, where they say something like, "Oh, Allah." Nobody ever uses the word Allah.
No one goes to hell because we were bad at evangelism. No one goes to hell because we didn't tell them about Jesus. All of the elect will be in heaven. And no one goes to heaven either because of our efforts.
These personal prophecies that they've received when they were in these charismatic churches turn out to be a form of bondage. These words become shackles that shackle their lives and cause them to fear and ultimately lead to despair.
In about 15 minutes, we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We'll play those four soundbites in their entirety. You will listen, and then you'll give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And your votes will decide on this Friday afternoon which of those will be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. You have another example of contradictory prophecies regarding Donald Trump.
Okay, next one up is a gal by the name of the prophetess Vonda. She's from Heart Hope Ministries on YouTube, and she claims God told her that Trump will be out as a presidential candidate in just a couple weeks.
Let's get on to the word of the Lord for Donald Trump. Many of you know out there that I have had the awesome honor of the Holy Spirit to share with you that Donald Trump would be a throwaway. I have shared with you who would be his replacement. That would be Jeb Bush. He is going to be the replacement. So the Holy Spirit has been on the move. He has been making declaration after declaration after declaration in this this ministry to bring it to you. Now, I bring it to you because I want God to be able to show off. I could very easily keep this to myself and just say, "Oh, well, I knew," but I don't want to do that. I want God to get so much adoration, and I want people to be so impressed with the voice of the Holy Spirit that He's speaking today in modern times, today in this time about this U.S. election, that He is speaking, that He knows the future, and He has chosen me, and I am not going to be shy, and I am going to declare it. And so here we go. On September the 10th is when Donald Trump will be dumped. September the 10th, 2016, the Holy Spirit gave me a vision, a night vision dream last night. And in the dream, I was watching a bunch of older men sit around, and it was like they were at a convention. I'm not saying it was a convention, but it was like they were at a convention. And they were stomping their feet like you would at a basketball game. And overwhelmingly, I heard this chant, "Dump Trump, dump Trump." And one of the old politicians would, "Dump Trump, dump Trump." Like he didn't want to be seen as the one saying, "Dump Trump." And it was an overwhelming chant. And then in the next vision, in the night vision dream, I was showing George Prescott Bush a picture, a paper. And I said, Donald Trump will be dumped on September the 10th, and it will be after a Super Tuesday. And so that's the word of the Lord.
Okay. She claims it's the word of the Lord. She said a night vision or a dream that she claimed to have had.
Yep.
She's kind of laying it on the line there, isn't she? She's named dates and how it's going to happen.
Yeah, she has. And her reasoning, I think, is important to note. She buys into what the charismatics call the gospel of the kingdom. And in the Charismatic and New Apostolic Reformation, they make a distinction between the gospel of salvation and the gospel of the kingdom. And their emphasis is on the gospel of the kingdom. And this is a kingdom of power. And so they are of the opinion that Christianity cannot advance and that non-Christians are not going to be interested in paying attention to the truth claims of Christianity unless there are signs and wonders and demonstrations of power and specific prophecies that are quite detailed like this are supposedly one of the ways in which God gets glory and the kingdom is demonstrated with power so that it basically non-Christians will sit there and go, wow, there must really be a God, and it must be the God of Christianity because, look, Vonda on the Internet, you know, claimed that Trump would be dumped on September 10th, and supposedly it's supposed to happen. And what I found fascinating is that when I covered this on my program a couple weeks ago, I actually received a Facebook message from somebody who took me to task and said, it is wrong of me to point out what these people are saying and noting that these different prophets are contradicting each other because when pagans hear that, they will say, that we don't want to have anything to do with Christianity because those Christians are always bickering and fighting and stuff like that. And I responded to this person, no, it's if we don't speak up for the truth and say these people are not really prophets, they're not speaking for God, then non-Christians will basically, you know, use the occasion of their false prophecies to ridicule Christianity. And so, you know, we've got a clean house is basically what I said to this person. But, yeah, you kind of get the idea in her idea that this is about demonstrating the ability for God to speak accurately today.
So we've got one prophet claiming that he's going to win and be like Cyrus in the Old Testament. Another prophet claiming he's going to drop out on September 10th. What's the next one, Chris?
All right. The next one is Mark Taylor. He's a firefighter who also claims to have received prophetic visions. And if you listen very carefully toward the end of this prophecy he reads out, you'll be able to identify when he received it and what that and the implications are for this prophecy.
So I titled the prophecy Commander-in-Chief. And it says, the Spirit of God says, I have chosen this man, Donald Trump, for such a time as this. For as Benjamin Netanyahu is to Israel, so shall this man be to the United States of America. For I will use this man to bring honor, respect, and restoration to America. America will be respected once again as the most powerful and prosperous nation on earth other than Israel. The dollar will be the strongest it has ever been in history of the United States and will once again be the currency by which all others are judged. The Spirit of God says the enemy will quake and shake and fear this man I have anointed. They will even quake and shake when he announces he is running for president. It will be like the shot heard across the world. The enemy will say, what shall we do now? This man knows all our tricks and schemes. We have been robbing America for decades. What shall we do to stop this? The Spirit says, ha, no one shall stop this that I have started. For the enemy has stolen from America for decades, and it stops now. For I will use this man to reap the harvest that the United States has sown for and plunder from the enemy what he has stolen and return it sevenfold back to the United States. The enemy will say, Israel, Israel, what about Israel? For Israel will be protected by America once again. The Spirit says, yes, America will once again stand hand in hand with Israel and the two shall be as one. For the ties between Israel and America will be stronger than ever and Israel will flourish like never before. The Spirit of God says, I will protect America and Israel, for this next president will be a man of his word. When he speaks, the world will listen and know that there is something greater in him than all the others before him. This man's word is his bond, and the world and America will know this, and the enemy will fear this, for this man will be fearless. The Spirit says, when the financial harvest begins, so shall it parallel in the spiritual for America. The Spirit of God says, in this next election, they will spend billions to keep this president in. It will be like flushing their money down the toilet. Let them waste their money, for it comes from and is being used by evil forces at work, but they will not succeed, for this next election will be a clean sweep for the man that I have chosen. They will say things about this man, the enemy, but it will not affect him. They shall say it rolls off of him like the duck, for as the feathers of a duck protect it, so shall my feathers protect this next president. Even mainstream news media will be captivated by this man and the abilities that I have gifted him with, and they will even begin to agree with him, says the Spirit of God.
So what were we hearing there, Chris?
All right. So that was from a recent interview on a conservative internet news outlet called True News. That was from a couple of months ago, Mark Taylor reading that out. And if you notice, at the end there, he said that God, the Spirit of God, told him that they will spend billions trying to keep this president in office, but they're going to be flushing their money down the toilet. The problem is that Mark Taylor originally got that so-called prophecy in 2011, and that was making the rounds in evangelicalism before the elections of the last cycle. And Donald Trump did not win. Barack Obama won. And literally what's happened is that they basically have retreaded what is objectively shown to be a false prophecy. Deuteronomy 18, again, makes it clear. Somebody says something's going to happen and it doesn't, then that person has spoken presumptuously and God is not speaking through them. And so Mark Taylor is, let's just say, getting a lot of wear and tear on this prophecy that he was a false prophecy in 2011, which he's trotted back out and, has been featured on True News. He's been featured on the Jim Baker Show. Several Trinity Broadcast Network programs have featured his so-called prophecy regarding Trump. And the reality is, if you pay any attention, it's a false prophecy, objectively shown to be so, because Trump was supposed to win in 2012.
All right. What's our final example here?
A guy by the name of Prophet Brian Karn. That's what he calls himself, and his word from the Lord regarding the election.
The reason I'm so confident about Donald Trump not winning the election is the Lord told me that whoever would be president would be a senator. Either have been a senator or has been a senator. I wish the Lord just tell me who it's going to be. I don't know why he do that to me. It'd be hurting my feelings. But the Lord does that to keep you dependent on him. Well, Donald Trump never been a senator. Ain't nobody going to ever make him a senator.
So if I'm counting this correctly, we've got three saying he's going to win, two saying he's going to win, two saying he's going to lose. Just on the basic issue of, is he going to be president? What struck you in that soundbite?
What struck me is he says that, he says, why doesn't the Lord just tell me who it is? It's to make us dependent upon him. No, these so-called prophets that are running around, the reason why they're giving these false these prophecies is because so that make people dependent on them, not the written word of God. And that's the problem is that this is all a scheme designed to basically draw away disciples after themselves, is how Scripture describes these people. And so, clearly we've got a problem here. God, the Holy Spirit, is supposed to be speaking through all of these people who are claiming to be prophets, and none of them are saying the same thing. In fact, they're all saying contradictory things. And that definitively proves that none of them are actually hearing from the Holy Spirit at all.
So when whatever it is that is going to happen comes to pass, what do you expect Lance Wallnau, Vonda Brewer, Brian Karn, the other prophet we heard, what do you expect them to say if they're proven wrong?
They'll say, oh, I must have misheard the Holy Spirit. I must have misheard. I am a human after all. You can't expect prophets to always get it 100% right. That's how they talk. And so that's what they're going to end up saying. They'll eat crow, but they'll never say, you know what? I didn't actually hear from God. I'm a false prophet. Scripture says so. I need to repent, and I need to be forgiven. They never do that. And as a result of they just continue going on, deceiving themselves, deceiving others, pointing people away from Christ, and pointing people to themselves. And God the Holy Spirit, according to Scripture, is the helper whom the Father sent that bears witness about Christ. That's who the Spirit bears witness about. Not Donald Trump, not the latest, politicians or anything like that. The Holy Spirit, according to Jesus, bears witness about him. And since none of these people are actually giving real prophecies from the Holy Spirit, they're not actually pointing people to Jesus. And that's always the sheer sign that the person claiming to be operating in the Spirit is not operating in the Holy Spirit. It may be a spirit. It may be a demonic spirit or even the deceitfulness of their own heart, but it's not God the Holy Spirit, because God the Holy Spirit's quite shy and is always pointing people to Jesus, because that's who Jesus said he was going to bear witness about.
With only 30 seconds here, someone says, look, this guy's made predictions, and he's about 75% right most of the time. What would you say to such a person?
That's quite impressive, but when you read about a real prophet like Samuel, it says of Samuel, the prophet, that none of his words ever fell to the ground. And that's the thing, is that God doesn't stutter. And when God's speaking to somebody, they unmistakably know that they're hearing from God, and they have no problem whatsoever getting it right 100% of the time, because God's capable of communication. God is capable of communicating to human beings, and prophecy is never dependent upon the speculations of a human being. In fact, that's exactly what the Apostle Peter says in one of his epistles, that no prophecy comes about as a result of somebody's opinions, but that they are carried along by the Holy Spirit. And so the problem is that these people who are saying these false prophecies, even if they have an impressive rate of being accurate, like 75%, you miss one prophecy according to Scripture, and you are a false prophet, period.
Before we let you go, Chris, what kind of booty and loot will you be giving your listeners tonight on Fighting for Faith?
We're going to be listening to a best-of program today while I sort some things out for the weeks ahead and some of the changes we're making for Pirate Christian Radio.
Folks, you can listen to Chris Roseborough and Fighting for the Faith right after the live broadcast of Issues Etc. in about a half hour at piratechristian.com. That's piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd.
Folks, check out the Master of Arts in Theology program at Concordia University, Irvine, California. I think Chris is actually an alumnus from that organization. You can pursue advanced theological study for academic, professional, or personal development, I should say. Courses are taught online and at intensive on-campus sessions during the summer. For more information, visit cui.edu/theology. That's cui.edu/theology, Concordia University Irvine's Master of Arts in Theology program. When we come back, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're going to play our four soundbites, and then we need to hear from you, your votes, 1-877-623-MY-IE, talkback at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, or vote right now for Soundbite of the Week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/lutheracademy.
At Concordia University Irvine, you can pursue advanced theological study for academic, professional, or personal development. Concordia's Master of Arts in Theology program is grounded in the truth of Scripture and insights from the Lutheran Confessions. Courses are taught online and at intensive on-campus sessions in the summer. Apologetics, Christian education leadership, and Reformation studies are just a few of the emphases offered. For more information, visit cui.edu/theology.
Trinity Lutheran Church in Vilonia, Indiana, is a mighty fortress that stands as a bulwark against the attacks of the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh. We are located in Jackson County, about 2 miles south of historic Fort Vilonia on State Road 135. Join us every Lord's Day for Sunday school and Bible class at 8:30 and divine service at 9:30. Come and receive the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation from God's Valiant One, Jesus Christ, who has conquered death and holds the field forever.
LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission exists to support and encourage congregations in rural and small town settings. In partnership with LCMS districts, RSTM is uniquely positioned to make a major impact in revitalization support, community engagement and outreach training, congregational partnership development, and worker support through providing and developing resources geared specifically to rural and small-town congregations. Check us out at lcms.org/RSTM or give us a call at our office. We're here to help.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
It is the greatest adventure you could ever possibly imagine. It's demanding, it's hard, it's challenging, and what a blessing it is.
Dr. Larry Rast, president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on why a man should consider the vocation of pastor.
And it is an incredible blessing to be honored with the opportunity to work with these incredible young men and older men as well, who are committing themselves to the proclamation of God's Word, the right distinction of law and gospel, and to take the good news of Jesus Christ into all the world.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, forming servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all.